Moving to the next article on page 105 in the Passover booklet. The article is called Dvar Emet, Words of Truth. Dvar Emet, from the Passover booklet. And Abraham is old, and the Creator blessed everything, Abraham in everything. The Creator blessed him with everything, meaning in the generality of Israel, and the righteous who draws bestowal. His intention is not for himself at all, because it does not lack anything. Rather, his entire intention is for the salvation of the generality of Israel. He does not feel anything for himself, as though by that he does not include the world, as though he himself is not in the world at all. Only the Creator is the one who watches over the righteous and blesses him in the generality of Israel. And this is, and the Creator blessed Abraham in everything. And it seems to be the matter of each who asks mercy for his friend, and he needs the same thing, he is answered first. Meaning the righteous, who truly needs the same thing, however, due to his holiness, he does not feel it. And when he prays, his intention is that that all of Israel will be redeemed. Therefore, he is answered first individually, because the Creator knows about him that he will not cease his holiness due to his personal salvation. And as before, so now as well, he will continue praying with the same enthusiasm over the redemption of Israel, because he would not feel himself at all, as though he is not in this world. And you should understand this, because this is the whole of Adam. The fact that this partuf has galgalta enayim and achab, that the upper part is bestowed in order to bestow, it is detached from the will to receive, and the other half, the other part, works with his will to receive in order to connect through it with the desires to receive of the others, otherwise he won't have any connection. And when he connects with them, then he only operates in their favor. By that he operates his achab. So it turns out that his achab is huge. It is great as all of the vessels in reality. And this is how it is with each and every one. We're not connected one through the other, through the third, through the fourth. I connect as if directly with everyone. It's hard to describe that, and this is how it is for each one with everyone. Therefore, here there isn't any matter of the order of the corrections, where first him and then him, and those, etc. I don't have to wait for anyone. And, well, the corrections of the Galgalta Enayim, and then the Ahab. But certainly bestowing, in order to bestow, by that we correct our own vessels with respect to the whole world, to the Galgalta Enayim, and the Ahab are integrated with everyone. Yes?
This is precisely what occupied us yesterday. We did an educator's course yesterday, and many trainees who did the previous course are now coming to learn how to instruct the course. And they're all saying that it's as if continuing the previous course. It's like a new audience of 60 new people who came to study, and they all say it's kind of the level of the course is higher than the previous. It's truly the continuity of the previous. And we see it on many planes. We see people saying the same things we say, as if taking it, accepting our terms much easier. Does it really happen so fast, or it just seems to us that it happens so fast, that our message just spread like a virus in the world?
Yes, this is how it is. We're not aware of it yet, because Here there's no time and some number of actions, there's some place, this requires some decisions. Rather, it comes to a person from within, and from one day to the next, he starts talking like that. He doesn't remember how he was yesterday. This is him. If you say to him, but a month ago you said different things, he'll say, no way. Because what happens to him naturally within his will to receive, he simply takes that, he accepts that as coming from nature, as his nature. Therefore, we see that people are going to be greatly changing, and those changes within them would be very significant. And we have to take that into account, that our dissemination, what seemed to them as something that is unimportant or trivial, what is here to disseminate, rather we constantly have to advance and to build some sort of new manners in the way we present our materials, so that they won't seem old, obsolete, and taken for granted. We were already in this, and so on. It has to be that way also, but also with the newest steps towards advancement. So we need that. Well, let's give Amikam another chance. Two sentences.
We know that Abraham is chesed. What does it mean, chesed in everything?
That's it, you asked. Now, if you say, that means you already want to answer.
No.
So let me. And Abraham is old, meaning comes in the days, it says in Hebrew. He's already wise, he has his vessels of reception, his vessels of bestowals, and Havaya blessed Abraham in everything. Should be a period here after that sentence. And now he explains, and the Creator created in everything, meaning in the generality of Israel, the whole of Israel. So,
only chesed in generality of Israel?
No, he comes in that, in Hebrew they say Baba Yamim, comes in days, which means old. He acquired everything.
Yeah, we know what days, what night is. It's coming to a state of days, to a state of as if, and later on blessed him in the generality of Israel. So the question is, why was the stopping here, then later on in the Isaac and Jacob, and here we're speaking of chesed, this is how I understand.
Because this is the main quality that includes in it everyone.
There are additional blessings that Yitzhak received, or Yaakov.
After chesed, you don't need it. No, you don't need anything.
Well, you don't need anything, so the question is, what's going on here?
No, but this is from below, from above downwards. It doesn't say that he blessed Isaac and Jacob on Abraham. Yes, but not in the same manner as Abraham, because this is the beginning. This is the quality of the Creator. What is the quality of Ketel?
The Shoresh Havaya.
What is the quality? Shoresh root is not quality. What is the quality? Chesed.
Of Ketel?
Yes. Chesed. Yes.
Keter is closer to Chochmah than Bina.
I don't know what kind of distance you're measuring.
In the order of the sense, of cause and effect.
Well, the Keter, Chochmah belongs to Gar, but later what comes out in practice from the Keter through the Chochmah and Bina is Chesed. And Chesed is actually the main quality that is already, that through it, that over it, the entire world is built. Well, I can't explain it. Yes.
He writes here in the article that the righteous will not feel himself at all, as if he's not in the world.
Yes.
And Rabash in letter 8 writes also, after the eye is integrated and swallowed and losing the eye. Can you explain that state?
That's attainment. I'm swallowed up, immersed in my friends. Is how do I come to that same manifestation, the same annulment, where there is no self, there is no I. We need to reach to a state where I don't exist.
What does it mean I don't exist?
Creation is existence from absence. In order to reach the existence, which is the creator, we need to first reach the absence, that there isn't, that we cancel our will to receive as if it doesn't exist, as if it doesn't exist. What?
What does it mean, as if it doesn't exist?
As if it doesn't exist means that we work with it only by ascribing it to others or to the Creator. He created existence from absence, not me.
So what does exist in this act?
What exists in this action is that I annul it, I cancel it from any relationship to me. That's called not in order to receive a reward. Completely. I have nothing in my will to receive. It all works for bestowal. He all works for bestowal. As we spoke the entire time, I use it, as we just said, that this is the achap that is completely aimed towards dissemination, towards taking care of the others. That means that he doesn't exist. In me, it doesn't exist. For me, I get nothing. Everything is only in order to bestow upon the others. This kind of desire cannot be, it's not a disgrace or a blessing. It's a great merit that I become like the Creator. My actions with respect to the others is precisely like the Creator's actions. He takes his light and he spreads it among everyone in a way that I connect with them and I take care of each and every one of them. Like a cell in the body with respect to the whole body. Yes.
Regarding dissemination, at least I feel as Gilad and Hillel also touched it, that we are chewing the same materials that people already understood.
That we're singing?
We're chewing the same material. We're all together. We're all one family. All right, we got it. What's next?
Yes.
I was even on Saturday at my granny, and she said, all right, so I'm an egoist. What shall I do with it?
Well, granny is advancing.
And this is actually the question. We are not speaking about the light. It's mysticism inconceived, and we can't talk about it.
No, it's not about this. You're off topic. I mean, there are many other things to explain along the way. You think that if you start now telling them about the Sefirot, it's going to be better? God forbid. No. Rather, you need to now explain to them a little bit about the will to receive, about free choice, about the fact that we can govern ourselves, control ourselves only through the environment. It's a different from saying, let's just connect and all be good kids. That I use the environment, you know, and the society in order to change myself along with the society. That in the society itself is an inner force. Don't say God, don't even say nature. It's something too foggy. If we connect, then we find within the environment, within the group, that force that would correct us, that would transform us into altruistic instead of egoistical. Maybe don't even say altruistical. That also became a bad word. You know, all of these guys were just doing I don't know what. But you have to explain to her the mechanics of the things in a light manner, that you extract the light of the forms, and you simply say that simply, that within society, if we connect, we find that common force that corrects each one of us. And then we reach the point where we change in our awareness, internally, in our values, in our attitude towards one another. And by that, we already change our social systems. Education, culture, economy, finance, just distribution, everything. We reach a state where society begins to, in accordance to what we study and the way we change, society begins to become more and more circular, more balanced, more willing to give up the surplus from those classes in the society towards others, etc. And then along with that, in caring to raise, not to leave people with, people can remain egoistical and consumers, but rather raise everyone under the conditions where first we realize that this is the purpose, the goal of creation, the goal of nature. You can say that it is nature's plan, that we are in it now, and we have to basically get along, we have to connect. So it's not my goal to fill them up with food. No, that's not my goal, but rather by the fact that he lacks and I have some, I have the surplus, and he has the deficiencies, we can reach balance between us. So there'll be this shared table. That is only the condition for us to become partners. There is a much deeper explanation that's needed here, that ultimately we will reach between us that inner connection through our correction, through changing our nature, and then all the systems in the country amongst everyone will be corrected. That's it. And then we will feel that we're suddenly full up with the entire abundance. We will feel that way. If no one needs more than whatever he really requires normally, because he'll be thinking about the collective, then you'll have an abundance. And otherwise, you're going to lack everything. You lack everything. We are facing great blows of hunger, lack of water, and electricity, energy in general, etc. Yes, Hanoch.
Following those words, it is very important to explain to those who don't know that nowadays the message of Arvut have evolved to a state that is beyond the educational methodology. We have also the economical explanation and more, but without committing ourselves to disseminating it, what does it mean to commit? To prepare ourselves, to train ourselves, we have to train, qualify ourselves how to speak to people and how to do it and how to wash yourself with those messages and participate in all the trainings for speak person and representatives, etc. And without people participating, we will not be able to move on to our next degree of dissemination.
And Granny's going to be correct. That's for sure. And in addition, we need to start connecting, creating additional materials, additional booklets, books of explanation for all types of and sorts of people that will be able to reach them that way, and not just count on people. It has to be written there nicely, simply, an explanation of our method. Method. We have to do that, and I hope that we need to think about who can do that. Yes.
What can change this state so that what you just said will happen?
Awareness.
I'm talking on our part, because if we are talking a lot, quite a long time about it.
There's a great gap between what you talk about and what you actually do. I mean, there's plenty of materials. We need to take it. We need to start arranging it and to bring it out. Bring it out. Various kinds of brochures, small booklets. Let's say for that granny. Right? But what will make it happen?
What do I have to do in order for it to happen today?
Well, the blows. Are you waiting?
That's exactly the question I'm asking, because it's as if
Why is that not in a plan of the factory? Ask the factory managers. What do I know?
I believe there are things there according to order priorities, etc. However, what can beyond what's already is happening and advancing make that leap?
Only through booklets, newspapers, the internet. We have nothing more. Virtual materials and printed materials. Well, TV. Yes.
Can you give example from the past of when we succeeded bring about a change that is not by awakening from above, by some blows that anyhow they were like riots or something that you pushed us towards working with it?
No, but now you have nonetheless a demand from the public and a willingness from the public, and we are a little bit behind. We need to hurry up a little bit more, produce explanations that are much more advanced than what we had before. It's enough, you know, acting before them like in a kindergarten. They're not that way anymore. Most of them speak very logically. They feel it. They're ready. Yes, Musa.
We also speak to scientists, and there's lectures for the 99%, and there's your blog, and other material. Everyone speaks almost the same. Same sentences. Someone is, could be a liberal, religious, communist, many people. And also, they are asking. You're writing, Michael Leitman, you write all nice, everything, integral education, all well, but we have those problems. We have also a problem working on it. But what to do? What can you recommend further? Because they want to work with us, but we don't have yet a methodology. But they want to work with us, but they don't have a collaboration with us as yet.
I think that we need... I think that, like Gilad is now working with the schools, we need to open up another department that will begin to practically guide, educate, train... external people, external organizations, institutes, in everything that we are studying here regarding changing man's nature. Yes, we need to do that until there'll be such a department that will also take care of the materials, the internet, all of the things that would truly be directed towards such connections as you speak of. Well, with God's help, in the meanwhile...
Two announcements for conclusion. Celebrating Life, Kabbalah Congress in Brazil. We are glad to invite our students from all over the world to Kabbalah Congress, the first one in Sao Paulo, Brazil, at the end of next weekend, between the 4th to the 6th of May. Details in Israel, you can call 1-700-509-209 or on kabbalah.info. One convention, North America Kabbalah Convention, 11th through the 13th of May. Kabbalah Congress gonna take place in New Jersey, USA. Our students from around the world are invited. For details, enter kabbalah.info. And let's see a short clip about the event. Thank you.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. אותה משפחה, אותה הרגשה, מעל הפער שבינינו. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal the connection. Не важно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.